Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, April 10th, 2025. I call this special commission meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. All three commissioners are present, so we have a quorum. I just want to point out this is a special commission meeting, not that something dramatic happened that is requiring a special meeting. That's just the legal term for it because we had a conflict and needed to not have this on our regular commission day of yesterday. And so thus it's a special commission meeting. I do have some opening comments this morning. There's quite a bit of news in the last couple days about President Trump's executive orders regarding the coal industry in America. And I'm really grateful for those executive orders. I've seen a lot of praise heaped on them. However, I think the excited people that are happy about this side of the argument need to curb their enthusiasm just a little bit, because it's not just these government regulations that have been causing coal plants around America to go offline at such an alarming rate the last decade. We can get rid of those regulations, and that will help them a lot. But as long as those coal plants, and there's nuclear and baseload natural gas in the same position, so I'm talking about all of them. As long as they're expected to do even the regular maintenance beyond some of the ridiculous requirements that had been added recently, and pay people to be out there and everything else to keep the plants operational, in order to just sit and be idle and, in fact, lose money because other generators, renewable generators, are subsidized to a point where they can even run at negative prices and make money, these power plants are going to continue to close because you just can't maintain that plant just to come on occasionally when it's real hot or real cold and you're needed and the wind is less than what was forecast. You know, that's just not enough. So that side of the equation needs to be fixed too. Now, I've not seen this bill, so I don't know how well it could potentially solve the problem. But there's someone that I think is going to be an extraordinary legislator at the federal level and is proving that she already is, and her name is Julie Fedorchak. And I'm told that she is today introducing the Ending Intermittent Energy Subsidies Act. And I don't know the timing of this. If we're going to end these extremely high intermittent power subsidies in time to stop the grid from collapsing in the coming years, it's going to have to go awful quick. So I haven't read the bill, but I am glad that there's somebody in Congress who is bringing this to the table, that it's not just the regulations that are causing our baseload power generators to collapse. It's also the fact that we subsidize their competitors to the point that there's no way to make money and stay in business. So hats off to Representative Fedorchak for bringing this forward, at least to get the discussion going, because frankly, outside of this world of electric utilities, the people just do not understand this and catch phrases like all of the above just seem to win out at the end of the day. And so very proud of her for that. And also of President Trump on the regulatory side of it. And so hopefully there's good things to come. Thank you. Commissioner Haugenhofer, your turn.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, it's April, and therefore it's safe digging month. And it's very important with spring work coming up, and people are ready to get in the dirt and get their hands dirty and or whatever. So I just want to remind, North Dakota law requires anyone conducting an excavation to notify 811 at least 2 business days in advance of digging. The markings are valid for 21 days, and after they are placed in identification once you call in to 811. My biggest fear is to have a damage that results in big damage or, more importantly, a loss of life. So it doesn't take long at all to call 811, open up that ticket, people get out there and mark the lines. And it's just an insurmountable safety mechanism for all of us to follow. So I'm happy to promote safety digging month. And I always look forward to going up to the North Dakota State Fair, working with our citizens and others about this important program. So thank you.
And I don't want to get ahead of someone else's outside the official commission work, but did you have another thing that perhaps should be announced, or do you have maybe an announcement coming up later?
Oh, okay.
Can I say it?
Go ahead, say it.
Then you don't have to. Commissioner Haugenhofer is now on the board of I don't remember the official name of it, an organization in New Mexico that, among other things, puts on the rate school that most new utility commissioners around the nation attend. And I attended it, found it very helpful. I've always thought about just going again as a veteran and just seeing if there's some things that there's a lot of information to grasp. And so congratulations on being appointed to that. And I don't know if you want to correct me on details or things a little bit to clarify that, but I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, due to travel arrangements, I missed the board meeting. And when you do that, sometimes, you know, things happen, but I'm very honored to be elected and serve on the advisory council down there for New Mexico State University. They do a lot of work putting on rate schools. And Brandy, like you, I would like to go back. Because when you first become a commissioner, it's so much drinking out of a fire hose, and so much to learn. But they are very active in the regulatory world on education out there. So I'm very honored to be on the advisory council there. So thank you.
Commissioner Kringstad.
I don't have a lot of opening comments. I'll just say that it's good to be back home this week. Last week, we as a commission had a very busy week. We had 2 cases that we heard and 3 different hearings. So we were on the road a lot last week to Underwood, Partial, and Stanley. So spent a lot of time out in those communities and hearing both from the company and public testimony on those projects. So that was really good. And I'll also just say that regardless of what we call it, I find any meeting that we're together to be a special meeting. So.
Okay, now, before we start the official work of the commission, would you all please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we do not have any items on our consent calendar, so I move approval of the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, then moving into the regular order, I move the commission approve revision 37 to surface coal mining permit NAFK 9503 held by Falkirk Mining Company for the Falkirk Mine to delete 499.3 acres from the permit that have not been disturbed by surface coal mining and reclamation operations, to add design plans for 3 sediment ponds, and to update other operation plans as provided in Falkirk Mining Revision 37 Permit NAFK-9503 Application Case Number PU-RC- It's not PU. Case number RC-25-20.
Second.
So on January 8th of this year, Falkirk filed the application to delete, actually it's 5 tracts of land that accumulate to almost 500 acres from the permit. These tracts have not been affected by any coal mining or reclamation operations at all, and all of the land is located in McLean County. The revision also updated the introductory information, the legal information, the operation plan, the surface water management plan, and it added design plans for 3 new sedimentation ponds. The Reclamation Division staff have inspected the acreage proposed for deletion on February 13th and then again on February 25th to verify that those tracts that are being deleted have not been disturbed. This permit revision application was considered an insignificant revision, so no bond adjustment is necessary, and the permit does not contain any federal coal. So Reclamation staff recommends approval of this revision, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order in Otter Tail Power Company Small Power Production Cogeneration Rates, case number PU-25-63.
Second.
On January 30th, 2024, Otter Tail filed its annual update of its small power production and cogeneration rate schedules as required under the Public Utilities Regulatory Policy Act, which we refer to a lot of times as PURPA. So this is a federal regulation that they need to comply with. So Otter Tail proposed to update the renewable energy credits, the RECs, for wind and solar in this filing. The payments for 2024 reflect the averages for October 1st, 2022 through September 30th, 2023, and shows a 5% increase to the wind REC and a 50% increase to the solar REC. So looking at the numbers of customers, it was minimal this year. It went from 4 to 5. And for the occasional delivery energy service and the time of delivery energy service to bring the total to 10 customers, the overall production increase went from 94 megawatts for 2022 to 110 for 2023. So with this filing, based on federal regulations, I support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, because of my opening comments, I'm going to take the moment to rail on this program a little bit. If my memory is correct.
Pardon the pun on rail.
If my memory is correct, PURPA is a lot older than most of the people in this room.
Well.
And in... I said most.
I stand corrected.
And in all these decades, just about a half a century, now Otter Tail's up to double figures in the number of customers participating. It's almost nil. And whatever number you said there, a little over 100 megawatts, mm-hmm. that's megawatt hours. It's not like they accumulate to the equivalent of a 100 megawatt power plant. They produced a little over 100 megawatt hours. So those people produced around the amount of electricity they used for the year. And the company is buying it at retail rates. And let's face it, when we're at our neediest for energy, it's usually not windy. And so they bought it, Otter Tail bought it at retail rates and then sold those customers the general rate. So Otter Tail's losing money on it. They have a bunch of staff sitting, and it's not that I'm not criticizing Otter Tail here. They have to do this. It's the federal law. Mm-hmm. But they have a bunch of highly trained technical staff that have to sit and calculate all this out down to fractions of pennies. And then our highly skilled technical staff have to verify all this work for almost no people to produce almost no electricity. And what they do produce is for the most part not being produced when we need it. So it's just an absurd program, but we're following the law. So it's what we must do. But talk about government waste. But heck, this program's older than Elon Musk, so he might not even be looking at it. That's just lunacy, in my opinion. But well, anyway.
Maybe so you close. Should just kind of end on a happy note and brag about what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday at the White House. The recognition and celebration.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The bison were at the White House to meet with the president and our federal delegation and quite a number of people. Even I seen South Dakota's former governor and current
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security director and their U.S. senator, who's the majority leader, up recognizing some all-stars from South Dakota who were smart enough to come to North Dakota to play football. And
our governor was there.
One of them's now on his way to the NFL. Governor Armstrong was there. I stayed here and did the work of the state. So
congratulations to NDSU and their noted recognition.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Any other business for the commission? Seeing none, just a couple of announcements. Our next commission meeting is another special commission meeting. Instead of 2 weeks from yesterday, it is actually going to be on Tuesday, April 22nd at 10 o'clock. So again, the next regular commission meeting is on Tuesday, April 22nd. With that, we'll stand in recess and take some questions from the press.